Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Another great week in July, and you have just heard the sound of rock cracking, and is chaos breaking out not only across the world in the Middle East and Iraq, it's breaking out on the United States southern border. We're going to talk about that today on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Other great shows on there, including Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad to have you. Know we got some new listeners. We got some of you still on the edge of the seats listening to what we have to say about the United States Senate primary, Republican primary race in the state of Mississippi. It's over, but it's not over. There's deliberations, lawsuits. I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show. And this show is going to be about the immigration issues, the young children coming across the border, the protected border that President Obama said was protected, yet tens of thousands have come across without any parents, and it's causing, it is a humanitarian crisis. And what do we need to do about it? What are people saying about it? What does Doc Holliday think about it? All coming up on this week's show. Before we get to that, let me just tell you, last week I was glad to see Speaker Boehner when he basically said he's going to sue the president. We knew he said he's going to file a lawsuit against this administration, the actions of the president. He didn't say what it was on, but last week he revealed that the House would vote to file a lawsuit against the president because he did unilaterally change the health care law by delaying the employer mandate back in 2013. Laws are supposed to be made by Congress and signed into law by the president. The president cannot take a signed law and change it around. If he can do that, then he makes law. That's not what the United States Constitution says, and we have talked about that before on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics more than once. And finally, we're glad to see that the Speaker of the House will go up to bat for the American people and the United States Constitution. And I'm glad he's filing this lawsuit. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic minority leader of the House, said it's ridiculous, it's wasting time. Has she read the U.S. Constitution? Does she not know what the U.S. Constitution says about the law? They passed the health care law under her watch, and she watches as the president changes it willy-nilly. What kind of law, what kind of Congress wants to give away its power to the president of the United States? We're supposed to have a separation of powers, the presidency, the legislative branch with the Congress, with the United States House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and then the judicial branch. Three divisions of power so nobody, no one person, no group can become a dictatorship and force this country into tyranny. Our founders hated tyranny, did not want to see that happen, and therefore, I take my hat off and salute Speaker of the House, Representative Boehner of Ohio, for finally standing up and saying the president has gone too far and he's gone beyond his legal limits, and let's hope that the Constitution can be served and saved. Thank you, Speaker of the House Boehner, for doing that. Now that leads us right into this week's show. How about a little drum roll and a little music, and we'll kick it off talking about the United States southern border crisis, immigration. Here it is. And this is what we got to say about it right here on Rock Splitting Politics.
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go now?
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Screaming child.
Where do we go now?
Where do we go now?
That's the rock band Guns N' Roses singing Sweet Child of Mine and saying, where do we go now? And that's the question on the United States southern border. Where do all these children go? For those who don't know what's going on our border, the United States border, for the last several weeks, actually months, people knew this was happening. The administration stuck its head in the sand. Some people were just claiming that it was designed by this administration. But right now, tens of thousands, we think at least 70, 80,000 children without parents, without guardians, without adult supervision are coming across the United States border because they've been told, and when they get across the border, they're saying that America will take care of you. They won't send you back if you're a child. And parents in Central America have sent their children on hundreds and thousand mile trips to get to the United States border and get inside. Go across the border, get inside. You won't be sent home. That's the message that's been getting to the communities. Why would people in Central America think that? Is it something the president has said? Well, a lot of people think it is exactly that. And this is a crisis on our border that the president, in my book, has created by the words that he has said and now the actions he has done. And now he's wanting almost $4 billion to take care of a humanitarian crisis. So what do we know about this? Well, let's take one take. Let's just go right to the heart. Well, let's see what Representative Speaker of the House John Boehner has to say about this.
His actions gave false hope to children and their families. If they enter the country illegally, they would be allowed to stay. Border, we've got a true humanitarian crisis underway with children caught in the middle. Unfortunately, it's a crisis of the president's own making. His actions gave false hope to children and their families. If they enter the country illegally, they would be allowed to stay. Our priorities are clear. Take care of these children, return them safely home to their home countries, to their own families, and secure the border. I sent a letter to the president last month laying out some specific actions that he should take to address the crisis, including sending in the National Guard.
Excuse me a minute, Speaker of the House Boehner. I'm going to step right in here. Doc Holliday is saying exactly what the Speaker of the House has just told you. That is what needs to be said. And he said he talked to the administration a month, sent a letter to the president over a month ago before the crisis had come to a head and said, get a hold of this before it gets a crisis and be ready to send in the National Guard. They're trained for this. And that is exactly a good posture, good way a leader should help avert crisis. This president is brings crisis after crisis, and I just have to tell you, he was up in Denver shooting pool, and we're going to have a representative on in just a moment to talk about that. But let's let Senator Boehner, Congressman Boehner, Speaker of the House, finish what he had to say, and then have a couple of questions I'm going to let you hear because it's important to hear the Republican side of what's going on the United States southern border. So here's the rest of what Speaker of the House Boehner had to say.
The National Guard is uniquely qualified to address these types of humanitarian crises, and utilizing their expertise would free up border agents to focus on their job of securing the border. Now, the president said yesterday he'd consider doing that only if he gets more money with no strings attached. In other words, he won't do it for the kids. It's all about politics. The president assured the American people the border was secure, but clearly it is not.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker, let me jump in here. And Doc Holliday wants to remind you, this is the same president who said if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The same president. Unbelievable.
Chairman Rogers and the members of our working group, led by Kay Granger, are reviewing the administration's request. I can't tell you this, though. We're not giving the president a blank check. Beyond that, we'll wait further discussions with our members before we make any final decisions.
The group last night put out a statement in which they said they believe the 2008 trafficking law needed to be revised. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I think the president agrees with it as well.
Mr. Speaker, you said you don't want to give the president a blank check, but do you expect that House Republicans will pass some sort of legislation to deal with this crisis, even if it's something the president, you know, says he would veto?
I do believe that the House should act this month. What that action would be, I think, is yet to be determined. We've got the chairman of the Appropriations Committee doing his due diligence, and the members of the working group looking at options, and those discussions are going to continue.
That was Speaker of the House Boehner, and giving his opinion, and I think they're strong opinions and good, solid opinions, that the president will not get a blank check. But the children need to be taken care of. I'm all for that, but sending them home to their home countries. And one thing Doc Holliday would tie in, maybe the money will come as the children go back to their country. Once they get safely back to the country, then people can be reimbursed. Those, they need money to pay for the health care workers and others. I understand that. But that's why Speaker of the House Boehner said, bring in the National Guard and let the Border Patrol secure the borders. More coming across because there's no border control. Who's coming across? Are terrorists coming across? It's crazy and chaotic. And our president, instead of going to the border, he had a beer and played pool with the Colorado governor. And it didn't go unnoticed by Representative Henry Cooler, a Democrat from Texas, and Representative Cooler from, he had this to say on a CNN show. Take a listen right here.
What you suggested at the top, what were they thinking when they did that photo opportunity with the Colorado Governor Hickenlooper shooting pool and drinking beer?
You know, when I saw that, it just really floored me, because if he's saying he's too busy to go down to the border, but you have time to drink a beer, play pool, the optics, I mean, just the appearance means that he's not paying attention to this humanitarian crisis. If you ask, and I've talked to some of my border community leaders, they're very, very upset that he can drink a beer, he can play pool, but he doesn't have time to travel 242 miles from Austin down to the border, or 500 miles from Dallas down there. After he finishes the fundraising, and I thank him for that, but he can get on Air Force One and be down there at the border pretty quickly if he wanted to. But if he's going to say, you know, we're not going to do it, then he's, you know, he's the president. He can, you know, decide not to go, but he really should go down there.
Let's see whether they're listening. We will, of course, be tweeting this out as well. And thank you very much, Congressman. Let's see whether they change the game plan today, even though
thank
they say
so
that they are pretty dug in.
Well, what do you think about the representative from Texas and what he had to say? A Democratic representative, a Democratic member of Congress, having this to say about our Democratic president, having a beer with the Democratic governor of Colorado, Hickenlooper, and being close to the border, could fly down there easily, just like we heard. And yet President Obama said he didn't want to have a photo op. Does he care about the kids, or does he care about politics and making sure he got his beer and got his pool game in? He's going to get his golf game in. Why did he want to be president if he doesn't want to tackle problems? Well, we got more to say. Does this involve the November elections? Will this affect the November elections? We're going to talk about that. And we got a clip from a Democratic candidate running in the United States Senate. I'm going to play that clip. We're going to talk about what this could mean if the president wants to play politics. What does it mean? Well, we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. First, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's www.webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. We got new listeners, and we got people around the country. In fact, we got our figures last week on some of our listeners, and for whatever reason, during the month of June, we picked up hundreds of listeners across the world. So we welcome our international guests and listeners. Tell your friends and neighbors. We tell you what's going on right here on Rock Splitting Politics in a way that you won't hear on any other show. And our friends around the world, thank you for listening in. Of course, our main core audience is across the 50 states of the United States of America. We got listeners all across. But I am glad to welcome our international guest. Please continue to listen. Tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because you hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. And we're more than just a radio show. We got a book called Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order it on my webpage. Go to the webpage right there. You can order it, and we'll appreciate the orders. If you're in an international, outside of the United States of America, we can't ship it to you, but you can order the book at Amazon. So go to Amazon. That's the best way to obtain Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, the book. If you're outside the United States borders, just be sure to go to Amazon and you can order your book there. Got other conservative books that you can order at the website and some right there on Amazon.com. Be glad to get those out to you. Now, we got one thing I want to talk about before we get into the second half of the show, and we need just a little bit of music. Take a listen to this.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way.
Woo, just had to play the Beatles' Good Day Sunshine. We talk about U.S. southern border crisis. We talk about crisis in the Middle East. We talk about this mistake, this election, that election. Take time to enjoy a summer day. It's hot out there. It's hot in Mississippi, where I live. It's hot in Florida. I was in Orlando last month, and it was really hot there. And I know it's hot all over the United States in July, but enjoy a good day. Good day sunshine in the summer. Don't get so bent out of shape about all the world's problems that you don't have a time to get away, relax, enjoy your family. And the reason I do my show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, is because I have four children that I dearly love, and I am concerned about their future. But they got to see me laugh and have fun and enjoy life and jump in the pool and outswim them. I used to be able to. I can't do it very well now. My youngest daughter just got some flippers, and she can outswim me now. But that is the fun thing in life. Enjoy your family. Take that time and balance your life. Do not disengage in the fight for freedom and turning this nation around, but make sure you balance your life so you can be at your very best. So remember, good day sunshine. The world is in a crisis. It's because of some of our leaders that we've elected, that our nation has elected. We have a chance in November to turn some things around. Not all at once, of course, but we got to make the most of November. And now's the time to be getting your plans ready, charge up your batteries, and remember there's a good day sunshine, and it's worth, life is worth living to its fullest. We never know. We never know when that can end. One poet once said, Sometimes death comes quickly, as quick as turning a doorknob. And that, my friends, is reality. So enjoy life. Get out there and enjoy life. But don't forget to tune in to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics every week right here at your favorite time. You pick the time. It's a podcast. So once again, go back and listen to our archives. We've got some great shows in the archives. Go back and listen to those. Now, let's continue. I said, will this affect politics? Will this affect the elections in November? What does it mean? Well, I can't tell you as well as here the Democratic candidate that's trying to unseat United States Senator Mitch McConnell, who has won the primary, and now he's fighting in a very close race against Mrs. Grimes. And this is what she had to say about the border crisis when she was caught up by a reporter. Take a listen to this.
Asked three times today, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Allison Lundigan Grimes would not say whether she supports Obama's request.
I'm for securing our borders and making sure that we give an earned pathway to citizenship.
Would you vote for $3.7 billion the president's requesting?
I'm going to assess everything when I'm in the United States Senate in the light of, is it good for Kentucky? And I think
is this good for Kentucky?
In terms of immigration reform, I think it is an earned pathway to citizenship, and a secure border is much needed, not just for Kentucky, but for the entire nation.
But what about the supplemental that the president's asking for now? Would you vote for that?
Again, the bill that came out of the Senate strongly supports, and I will continue to monitor the legislation that is before Congress and hope that Mitch McConnell won't stand in the way of reform, especially much needed reform and an earned pathway to citizenship, helping our farmers here in Kentucky.
Now that was noncommittal, wasn't it? She wants to be a United States Senator, but she won't make a strong stand on what the president's requesting. Would she vote for it? Well, she won't say. So is that a strong candidate? If you're in Kentucky, the answer is no. Even though you might not like Mitch McConnell, you can't like someone who can't make a decision. Grimes needs to go home. Let Mitch McConnell stay as the senator in Kentucky. Our Kentucky listeners, start working now, because it's a tough race. And if we're ever going to get rid of Obamacare, if we're ever going to get rid of some of these left-wing laws that are now on the books, it will take a United States Senate led by the Republican majority to get these things voted on. So no matter what the candidates say, you got to make sure we don't put a Democrat named Grimes in for the Kentucky Senate seat. Wow. Does it affect other places than Kentucky? You betcha. That's what Sarah Palin would say. You betcha. But the chaos is what's affected. Everybody loves children. I love children. I just told you in the break that I have four children of my own, and that's why I do this podcast, because I love America, and we got to get things turned around. But we got to make sure when the president says he wants to get these children home, how can we believe him? How can we believe a president who has said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. How many times has he changed the health care law unilaterally, changing things? I know personally, I got a letter in the mail saying my health care plan, the company was going to no longer support it because of Obamacare, and I'll have to start looking for another policy. Why? Because of this president. And he said, if I like my health care plan, I can keep it. Well, baloney, baloney, balderdash. That is a presidential lie. And I can't keep mine because my company, you know, blame it on the company, they can't do the policy because of the Obamacare law. And that is what's going to affect millions and tens of millions of Americans. And I hope they remember that in November. Now, going back to the chaos on the United States border, yeah, you saw Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, requested the president, come down and see this for yourself, see the problems. The president would not do it. The chaos that's going on in people's lives on the border, and the Border Patrol is he being caught up and taking care of these children, and they need care, but who's guarding the border? And are terrorists coming across? Who is coming across our border, and who's guarding it now? And the president doesn't seem to care. Give him a beer, let him play a game of pool, and he signed up for the job. He said he wanted the job, and I don't see him working at it. Is he tired of it? Well, resign. American lives are at stake. Children's lives from other countries are at stake. We know of one at least has already died. How many have been victims of rape? How many have been victims of abuse? These children traveling without adults, traveling without guardians, traveling without their parents. And now we've heard reports that the people in charge won't allow. United States congressmen couldn't get in to see. Nobody can get in and see these facilities on the spot. What are they hiding? Is it more like a concentration camp out of World War II Germany? I'm not trying to compare this administration to the Nazis. I'm just saying that if you can't go in and see what's going on, healthcare people need to be in there. The ones that are in there saying they will be fired or even put in jail if they speak out and tell what they see. Is that America? Are we talking about America where there's freedom of the press and the press is a lapdog press? Obama says, oh, you can't go in there. They don't try. How can we get reports? How do we know what's going on? Where is freedom of speech in America with this administration? It's promised to be the most transparent administration in the history of America. And you can't get anybody to say anything because they fear, under the fear of tyranny of the law. This country should not accept tyranny. If it's Benghazi, if it's the IRS emails that can't be found supposedly, everywhere we see this administration is shutting down and putting in darkness the truth. And the truth will come out bright as the light, bright as day. The truth shall come forward. The timing, I don't know, but we will hear the truth. And that will set Americans free to know what this administration has been hiding. And until we see it, I accuse the people of this administration, like Lois Lerner, who says she lost the emails, the computer crashed, and she's pleading the fifth. She's not the only one. Told you last week, a couple weeks ago, about the IRS, who was found guilty in the court of law about passing on information from the IRS had about the National Organization of Marriage. And one of the people who helped pass on information pleaded the fifth of where he got the information. And we are seeing this over and over again. And this administration's doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to shine the light on the truth. They're hiding the truth. And it's, again, looking at the border crisis in the United States southern border with these camps going into our military camps, filling up with thousands of children. And the word is coming out full of lies. We've got tuberculosis. We got diseases that have been under control in America. Now, watch if it runs rampant. We break out things of measles and other things. We don't know. Why don't we know? Why won't the government tell us? Why won't they let us know the diseases that are coming across the border? And these young people need help. These children need help. But we got to get them help and get them back to their home countries. That's Doc Holliday's take on it. And as we end the show up, I told you I'd give you a little update. In the United States Senate race, for those who don't know or haven't been listening to our show, United States Senator incumbent Thad Cochran was running behind in the Republican primary. Neither candidate, Chris McDaniels, Tea Party-backed candidate, got a lot of support, and he was over 1,000 votes ahead. But he didn't get enough to win outright. Had to go to a runoff. During the runoff, Senator Thad Cochran found 38,000 more people to vote for him than voted in the first time. Chris McDaniels found 29,000 more to vote for him. But Senator Cochran ended up winning by over 7,000 votes. In the meantime, Chris McDaniels is a state senator in the state of Mississippi, and he has not conceded. In fact, he's accused the Cochran campaign of what he wrote in a letter to his supporters, said the election was a sham and that Senator Cochran stole the election. Now, he said he would have proof to back it up. As of when we are recording the show, we have not seen any proof. We do know some things called crossover votes. If in Mississippi there's an open primary, you don't have to register as a Democrat or Republican. If you want to go vote in a primary, you can. But if you vote in a Democratic primary, you cannot vote in a Republican runoff. And some of the McDaniel campaign team said thousands of voters that voted in a Democratic primary voted in a Republican runoff. And they've looked over the books, and the preliminary shows instead of thousands, we had tens, maybe get up to 100. But Senator Cochran won by over 7,000 votes. And Ann Coulter wrote a story. And Ann Coulter compared State Senator Chris McDaniel with Al Gore. Now, is that a fair comparison? I don't know. But she was saying a sore loser, somebody like Al Gore, who would not concede to George W. Bush. History shows he's not been able to run for political office again. And she gave other examples. And she was firing a warning shot to the Chris McDaniels camp. And she pointed out where Richard Nixon could have complained in 1960. He didn't. He accepted defeat, and he came back and won the presidency 8 years later in 1968. So she's pointing out, getting off the stage in good graces and making those who wish you won your solid supporters. But what happens is, if you act like a sore loser, and some people claim McDaniel looks like a sore loser now, then you lose your support. You may always have your diehard fans, but you lose your support of the general population. So Ann Coulter pointed that out, sharing that with you on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I know I got a lot of Tea Party people in my audience and listening, and I'm a part of the Tea Party, have been since the inception, and that's one reason I got on this show. And I love my Tea Party friends. But Ann Coulter is reminding us, look at history. Chris McDaniels is a young man, 41 years old, and he's got much time. Senator Thad Cochran, he's got to win in November, and the more this thing tarries on, the more likely he's going to have trouble in November. So my take on it is, we need to make sure the overall picture is this. We cannot allow Harry Reid to win, be elected our majority leader in the United States Senate. That means we got to have at least 51 Republican senators in the U.S. Senate after November. And Mississippi could be the very state that turns it from Democrat to Republican. And this is serious business, national business, what's going on in the state of Mississippi. If their laws have been broken, sure, let's get it prosecuted. Let the state attorney general come forward like he has in the past. I have no doubt when there's illegal activities going on, he will be there when it comes to voter fraud. He has been, and he will be. So let me just say this. I'll continue to let you know what's going on. But this is an election that's never ending, and I'm getting tired of it, and hope others are too, so that we can get to some kind of solution and healing. And I've heard people tell me they will never heal. They will never vote for Thad Cochran. My advice is to a lot of my Christian friends. I know not everyone's a Christian listening to this show, but there's a lot of people in the Mississippi primary, Republican primary, that voted on both sides who claim to be Christians. Look to your Christian roots. And there's a part in the Lord's Prayer that says, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you're going to ask for forgiveness, then you got to be willing to forgive. That's the Lord's Prayer. That's how we're going to end up this show. Can't wait to next week. Great time to be alive in America. Things are happening, even though they're stressful, chaotic in places. Times are changing. As Bob Dylan sang in the 60s, they're changing now. There's a transition going on. Some want it real fast. Some taking a slower approach. But transition is going on. Get in place. Get ready. We are about to see some transition in positions of authority. Hang on. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to get through this in a mighty way. We're going to see where somebody says, surely it's the hand of God. We're just going to report. You decide. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.